Aria, and we're here to talk to you about politics, and this is our opinion and not Hendrix. Because, yeah, it's our own. Yeah, okay. All right. So, anyway.
Hi, Internet.
Hey, y'all. I think we're going to kick the show off with a classic. This is Brazil by Declan McKenna.
Ooh.
Well,
we'll be right back.
Hey.
Hello. Oh, I can't hear myself because I have the speakers on. The aux is on. That's why. Okay. I can't hear myself over the speakers. That's how it works. You can't hear yourself over the speakers. Let me turn the mic up, actually. It comes through on the recording a little better. So y'all can hear me. Topics. Alright, who remembers the Pepsi commercial?
Oh my god. Why? That was just... Who thought that was a good idea?
I don't know. It had to go through so many different... This mic is really quiet compared to... I can't...
Yeah, my viewer said that they couldn't hear you.
Oh my gosh. Can you hear me now? Let me turn up the... Here, if I turn this one up all the way... This is mic two, correct? Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've decided to bring in mic one. There we go. Now y'all can hear me. Mic two
yeah.
is... That's really loud. I'm sorry.
Perfecto.
Okay, yeah. This is actually much better. Much better than... Mic two is just... I think the gain is really low on mic two. I don't know. Something just must be... I apologize. I've been really quiet this whole time. let me just turn these down a little bit since we are really loud people and I don't want to kill everybody. all right. Now that y'all can hear me clearly,
back to the Pepsi.
Back. Pepsi. We're talking about, okay, I know everybody's seen it. This Pepsi commercial. If you don't know about it, this is basically what happened. So it's like at this rally or whatever for social justice, and these police officers are standing by, and Kendall Jenner is in the rally, you know, as if she's oppressed. And so she went up to one of the police officers, the people who they are rallying.
You mean
against,
one of the pigs?
And she gave them a Pepsi, and the cops were like, oh boy, well, let's be nice. The day is safe thanks to the Powerpuff Pepsi. And literally... And so many people were like, why would you try to capitalize off of this issue of, you know, these rallies, these actual issues that happen? And also, why would you give something to this police officer who is, what do they call them? A class traitor. I think that's what they call him.
A class enemy for sure.
Yes. We can put on these headphones. Whoa. Okay. Yeah. These aren't making a difference.
So the other day, I went down to the tobacco store.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is right next to a barbecue joint.
Mm-hmm.
And when I walked up, some cops happened to pull up. And they started walking down the storefront. And they walked in front of the barbecue. And I just thought to myself, wow, pigs in front of a barbecue joint.
I thought you were going to say cannibalism. Oh, man. See, I don't
know. Also that.
I haven't, because the thing is, people are like, all cops are bad. All cops are like ACAB, I think. Yeah. That's ACAB. Yeah.
I'm team ACAB for sure.
Because it's like the whole general idea of the police force is shown to be, you know, like just not correct.
And
I haven't formed a really strong opinion on it yet, but I know that police brutality is a huge issue. I feel like if we are to have police, it needs to be like community policing, people who just watch out for bad guys or something.
Police are the soldiers of the state. Yeah. Like fundamentally, police are the ones that enforce our system of private property.
Yeah.
And capitalism. And if you defy that, then the cops are going to show up at your door and you're going to get arrested.
Whoa, that's right. I never thought about it
that way. I mean, the police are, in a very real way, they are soldiers.
Yeah.
Roaming the streets.
Yeah.
White dudes strapped up.
Yeah.
A lot of them with the chip on their shoulder mm-hmm. and military experience. Roaming the streets looking for crime.
Yeah.
That's not a good idea.
Yeah, I feel like I just want to get this out of the way, just this basic idea of Blue Lives Matter. All jobs matter. You know, police aren't the ones who get killed at the highest rate. If you look up the most dangerous jobs, let me take a look. Simple Google search.
It's like lumberjack and like stuff like that.
I don't know, like, and people are just like, a lot of times when people are like, they get in trouble with the police and somebody acts up, so the people will defend him as like, the policeman never asked for this. It wasn't in the job description to be disrespected like this. And I'm like, a lot of things aren't in your job description when you get it. Like when you work at McDonald's, the job description says, you know, make your burgers, take the order, this, that, and the other, you know, clean up. And it never says deal with rude customer who can't understand the fact that they can't get a McMuffin after 10:30. Well, they can now because of all-day breakfast, but let's just say hypothetically. Like, you know, that stuff, those are, like, the real-life experience is different from the description, you know? Another example, if you work in retail, you know, you got to fold up clothes, you know, sell stuff, help people find things. But it doesn't say stuff like, you know, deal with a mother and her child who would keep acting up in the store and she can't get a sale or whatever. And she can't use her 3-month expired coupon and is angry. I don't know, but you're going to have to deal with things that aren't in your description. You got to be prepared for the real life experience, you know?
And
it's much different.
You know, a position like a police officer or a security guard actively attracts cowards.
Yeah.
When you're given, you know, unbridled authority.
Mm-hmm.
And I read something really amazing concerning this recently, by somebody named Rashid Johnson.
Yeah.
He is currently in prison in Texas somewhere, and mm-hmm. While he's been in, he's become a revolutionary, and now he writes from prison. And he has an article called "The Abuse Goes On: The Corrupting Dynamics of Power in a Texas Prison." It was published on March 5th.
Yeah.
And in it, he details his experiences in a Texas prison and just the unrelenting pattern of abuse perpetrated by the guards.
Yeah.
Against helpless prisoners.
Yeah, it's just not fair. It's not right, I think, to just... Because I know, like, people just like to have power, especially people who are just like, I don't know, people who are afraid. I know definitely, like, throughout my life, I've been insecure about different things, and I, like, see when I can get in a stage of, like, dominance. I feel like, oh, this is neat. Wow. But I know sometimes I'm not the best at doing those things, so I, like, now know to, you know, like, stay in my lane, I guess. Like, I just, I don't know. Man, this is a lot of stuff. But it sounds like it's time for another song. I feel like it's time for another song, man. Let's talk about. I don't know. Yeah. It's 8:20 p.m. Aria suggested this song to me. Why don't you tell the people about it? Subway Art.
Oh, boy. This song is called Subway Art. It's by Tish Hyman, who has just started, like, releasing music. She's been a producer for like Diddy and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But oh my God, this is such a beautiful song.
Yeah. You ready to play it? Let us push the play on this. And yeah. All right, here we go. Subway Art. Thank you so much for tuning into the compilation on 93.1 FM. Woo! And hope you enjoy. Oh my God. The aux cord was unplugged. Let's start that over.
This time, so it sounds better. There is life in New York, underground, in the coldest hearts. Lonely people are subway art. Lonely people cast away. Committed and the loved ones they pay. Hope for redemption on a crowded train. Can you spare some change? Cause my baby needs some diapers. I just got out of jail and nobody wants to hire. My mother just died and I have nowhere to go now. Got hurt on the job, got laid off and I'm broke now. I could be robbing you, but I'm trying to sell us candy. I need to feed my family. Somebody help me. Yes, there is my
we're back.
Hey, hey, hey. So, as we all know, it's a lot going on in Syria right now. And an interesting report was just published, well, when I say just, about a month and a half ago, by EcoWatch, actually by Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Wow.
The son of...
Is he the son of the son of JFK?
F. Kennedy, the son of JFK's brother.
Oh.
So he's JFK's nephew. And this report details basically the history of American foreign policy in Syria. And I am going to read y'all an excerpt that just honestly blew my mind.
Hmm.
In 2011, the U.S. joined France, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and England to form the Friends of Syria Coalition, which formally demanded the removal of Assad. The CIA provided $6 million to Barada, a British TV channel, to produce pieces entreating Assad's ouster. Saudi intelligence documents, published by WikiLeaks, show that in 2012, Turkey, Qatar, Saudi Arabia were arming, training, and funding radical jihadist Sunni fighters from Syria, Iraq, and elsewhere in order to overthrow Assad's Shia-allied regime. Now, Qatar has the most to gain here because it's invested $3 billion in building the insurgency and invited the Pentagon to train insurgents at U.S. bases in Qatar. U.S. personnel also provided logistical support and intelligence to the rebels on the ground. The Times of London reported on September 14, 2012, that the CIA also armed jihadists with anti-tank and anti-aircraft missiles and other weapons from Libyan armories that the agency smuggled to Syria via Turkey. According to an April 2014 article, the CIA weapons were financed by Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar. The idea of fomenting a Sunni-Shia civil war to weaken the Syrian and Iranian regimes as to maintain control of the region's petrochemical supplies was not a novel notion in the Pentagon's lexicon. A damning 2008 Pentagon-funded RAND report proposed a precise blueprint for what was about to happen. That report observes that the control of the Persian Gulf oil and gas deposits will remain, for the U.S., a strategic priority that will interact strongly with that of prosecuting the long war. So this report recommends using covert action, information operations, and unconventional warfare to enforce a divide and rule strategy. Quote, the United States and its local allies could use the nationalist jihadists to launch a proxy campaign, and U.S. leaders could also choose to capitalize on the sustained Shia-Sunni conflict trajectory by taking the side of the conservative Sunni regimes against Shiite empowerment movements in the Muslim world, possibly supporting authoritative Sunni governments against a continuingly hostile Iran. WikiLeaks cables from as early as 2006 show that the U.S. State Department, at the urging of the Israeli government, proposing to partner with Turkey, Qatar, and Egypt to foment Sunni civil war in Syria to weaken Iran. The stated purpose, according to the secret cable, was to incite Assad into a brutal crackdown of Syria's Sunni population. And as we've seen, that's exactly what happened. As predicted, Assad's overreaction to the foreign-made crisis, dropping barrel bombs and whatnot, polarized the Sunni-Shia divide in Syria and allowed U.S. policymakers to sell to Americans the idea that the struggle was a humanitarian war. When Sunni soldiers of the Syrian army began defecting in 2013, the Western coalition armed the so-called Free Syrian Army to further destabilize Syria. The press portrait of the Free Syrian Army as a, you know, cohesive battalions of Syrian moderates was delusional. The dissolved units regrouped in hundreds of independent militias, most of whom were commanded by or allied with jihadi militants, who were the most committed and effective fighters. Mm-hmm. By then, the Sunni armies of Al-Qaeda in Iraq were crossing the border from Iraq into Syria and joining forces with the battalions of deserters from the Free Syrian Army.
Wow.
Many of them trained and armed by the U.S. And here, oh my goodness.
What does this say?
Despite the prevailing media portrait of a moderate Arab uprising against the tyrant Assad, U.S. intelligence planners knew from the outset that their pipeline proxies were radical jihadists who would probably carve themselves a brand new Islamic caliphate from the Sunni regions of Syria and Iraq. 2 years before ISIS was formed, seven-page study by the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency warned that this is August 12, 2012, 2 years before Baghdadi proclaimed the caliphate from Mosul. And this is what the report says. If the situation continues unraveling, there is a possibility of establishing a declared or undeclared Salafist principality in eastern Syria. And this is exactly what the supporting powers to the opposition want in order to isolate the Syrian regime. The Pentagon report warns that this new principality could move across the Iraqi border to Mosul and Ramadi and declare an Islamic State through its union with other terrorist organizations in Iraq and Syria. So we see that the Pentagon predicted the rise of the Islamic State 2 years before it happened.
Maybe if you, like, you know, if you bomb some countries, maybe, just maybe, some people are going to get very upset about it and
maybe so.
Form terrorist groups. I mean,
yeah, I mean,
if you bully somebody, they're going to come and fight you and bring a gun to school.
No, exactly. Okay. America acts like bombing people is somehow a solution.
It's not.
That blowing people to bits. You know, like we did today, we dropped
the Moab.
We dropped a Moab.
Yeah,
we dropped
the Moab means
supposedly the largest non-nuclear bomb in the world. It has a kill mile of, it has a kill radius of 1 mile.
Yeah, this is called the Massive Ordnance Air Blast, or Mother of All Bombs, Moab. It's wild. We got some stats on that. You know what? But we're not going to tell you the stats.
Oh, I got the stats.
What is this? 8:31.
Okay, never mind.
All right. We got to tune in. Stay tuned in if you want some stats. Ooh, cliffhanger.
They're coming.
We're listening to, I like guitars. I love guitars. And I love Paul McCartney. So here's Paul McCartney. He's performing one of his songs, I Got a Feeling. Not the one on the album. This is actually his version, because the one on the Hard Day's Night or whatever the heck it was, Let It Be, it's called Let It Be, he and Paul made I've Got a Feeling, and it was a combination of Paul McCartney's song I've Got a Feeling and John Lennon's song Everybody's Had a Hard Year or something, I don't know, you can look that up. John Lennon was trash, Paul McCartney is great. The Beatles are, Amigos are better than the Beagles. I've said that.
Now that is the truth.
I've said that, but then I started listening to the Beatles over spring break, and I'm like, they're so good musically, but I don't know. It's a frustration. Where should I go? I don't know. But anyway, here's Paul McCartney performing I've Got a Feeling and Blackbird. Here you go. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoy.
Inside, ooh yeah, ooh yeah. I've got a feeling I can't hide. Oh no, oh no. I got a feeling. To miss the train, oh yeah, 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 yeah. And if you leave me, I won't be late again. Oh no, no, no. Ooh, I got a feeling. Feeling deep inside.
Thank you. Thank you. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the light. The dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you're only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the light of a dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Won't you take these sunken eyes and learn to see? All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to be free. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Thank you. Thank you.
We're back. We got something to say. Paul McCartney came to Arkansas like last year, and I just now got into him like recently, and I'm upset. I probably wouldn't have been able to afford it, but like, honestly, Paul McCartney is great. I love him. I'm going to link a video, this 2009 fan video. It's called Why Paul is Sexy. And if you've ever been in a fandom, then you will just, this video will take you back. It has all the movie maker effects, the slideshow. It's something else. Time is just going by. It's 8:39. We got 15 minutes.
Wowee.
All right, what else are we playing tonight? Is that it? We got to play
Oh my gosh, can you read that comment on the
Okay, on the yes, video? Okay. This comment thing. Is like probably some old person. It is in all caps. Paul McCartney, .. I got a feeling, .. Say, in acoustic, .. And voice only, .. Paul McCartney, .. In studio, .. Wonderful, .. To remember tonight, .. A great, wonderful night, .. With all great artists, .. Now in England, .. Miss Paul.
Some stellar English right there.
I love it. It's like there's this Facebook group called Please Show to Jim, haha. And we just talk about old people on the internet, and just it's just so fun. And we like pretend to be old people in the comments, like just typing in all caps using commas instead of the ellipses. Is that what it's like?
Ooh, have you seen the cry typing generator?
No.
Oh my god, they have a cry type generator. So you put in a sentence and it'll spit out, you know, like cry typing, where it's like it's all broken, kind of misspelled. There's commas thrown in between words. It looks really pitiful.
Oh my goodness, man! Please join. Please show to Jim, haha, on Facebook. I think I can drop a link in the show notes. What else are we playing tonight? Because this 8:41 stats. We got to drop some stats. Statistics.
Oh, stats. That Moab. Okay. So the Moab we dropped on Afghanistan. The single bomb cost $16 million.
That's a whole lot of money.
$16 million.
What can we do with that?
I did the math. The average American's food costs about $2,700 a year.
Yeah.
So if we round it up to 3,000,
how many people could we feed?
Oh no!
Did you close out of it? Wasn't it like 5,500?
Yeah, it's like 5,500 people
like
for a year.
3 meals a day.
Yeah, you could feed 5,500 people for a year.
That's a whole lot
for that bomb. But instead, we use that money to kill people on the other side of the world.
Like, why is it? That's their business.
Fantastic job, America. Thank you so much.
Oh man, I remember. Okay. Ooh, I gotta give y'all some announcements. Two announcements. Number one, Hardstock Music Festival in Crawfish, you boil. I'm playing a set. It starts at noon. I'm the second act. Max Hancock of he does a show, I think this time 7 o'clock on Fridays. I don't know what the name of the show is, but it's with Max and this. Max is doing a set. I'm doing a set. There are plenty of other people who I don't know doing it. Crawfish Boil. If you live in the Conway area, please come out to Hardstock. Hardstock is great. It's from noon to 5 this Saturday. I know people are out of town for Easter, but if you can come, just come.
Is that the Crawfish Boil?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, what else? Wind Ensemble, Concert in the Park. That is Monday night, I think at 6 or 7. Just come early. Just stay in Staples area all day. It's in front of Staples Auditorium at Hendricks College, 1600 Washington Avenue, Conway, Arkansas, 72032. Just look up Hendricks College, and it's not that hard to find Staples. I'm sure the place that Google Maps will take you to, it's just like literally like maybe a 30-second walk to Staples. But, I mean, Staples Auditorium, I'm sorry. Staples Auditorium is the name of our auditorium, and we're outside of there, not Staples, the office supply store. Looks like we have time for one more song tonight. This song is called, let's see.
It's called Bist du down, which means are you down in German.
Wow. We're playing some German music tonight. If Hannah Blevins, if you're listening, what is this? Oh. Yeah. All right, so Hannah Blevins, if you're listening, this is in German. You can hit us up if there are bad words that can't be played on the radio, but nobody knows German. So, I mean, I don't know. But, hey, here we go. This is AST, Bist Du Down, featuring Quam A. Pride, Plus Ma. I don't know who that is, but last song of the night. I hope y'all enjoyed. Thank you so much for tuning in. And, yeah, here we go. If this has an ad, I'm going to cry. Woo!
Baby, tell me, bist du down, for I take you to on. in der fette Weed-Knolle, bist du down? Wenn ich reinkommen kann, ein bisschen smoken, chili, chillen, um du weißt schon, Mann. Dein Hals macht knick-knack, wie das Budget von Nick-Nacks. Zick-Zack, zücke das Blatt, wenn ich nur Shit hab. Quam-E, ein FC ohne Goldkette. An alle Ghanesen, mir ihr Hart ist ein Peppe. Ich bin Hamburgs Erster wie der Fernsehkanal. Keine Angst, Brüder und Schwestern, mein Text ist halal. Bin ich down mit deinem Kommerz, weil dein Kommerz nicht mit Herz ist. Und bin ich down mit dir, wenn dein Konto gesperrt ist. Der Nigger aus dem Vierten schreibt Gedichte wie Goethe. Quam hat Bock wie ein Bauer oder Hirte. Bin down mit dem Shit wie ein Chip, der in den Dip Dip. Down wie ein Penner, der verzweifelt an sein Wein sippt. Schluss mit dem Selbsthass, der Band ist Mikrofon und zeigt den Leuten, was ihr drauf hast. Schluss mit dem Selbsthass, der Band ist Mikrofon und zeigt den Leuten, was ihr drauf hast.
I think that's about it. This has been a great show. I wish... Shoot! Oh, my goodness. All right, do you think we should do a show next year? I think it would be pretty neat.
That would be pretty fun.
Yeah, we could... I mean, we could rent out. We can get a two-hour block because this went by so fast. It's pop. I just farted. I'm very sorry. I had to. I'm sorry. Okay.
You had to do it to him?
Yeah. You know I had to do it to the guy standing. He has the sock tan. I'm going to post it. You know I had to do it to him.
If he has a sock tan? I never noticed that.
You know I had to. Just look up. You know I had to do it to him.
What a meme.
You can see the sock tan. I promise to God. Just screw it. The sock tan.
It looked like I just assumed he had socks on.
That's the tan. You look up. You know I had to do it to him, and yeah. Anyway, I don't know. It's been a great show, man. This is wonderful. This has been great.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah. So please remember to tune into the compilation for music rambling, wholesome content, and politics. Again, we don't represent the views of Hendrix College, although our views are correct.
Thursdays at 8.
Everybody tune in. We got a few shows left. Can you believe it? Just a few shows left before finals and take a summer hiatus. And yeah, since I don't have recording equipment at home, I won't be uploading podcasts. But goodness gracious, this has been great. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, we're going to sign out. I'm Kennedy and...
I'm Aria.
Yeah, all right. It's been great. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, have a wonderful night.
I love you.
I love y'all. All right. Goodbye.